exports of U.S. pork saw a rebound in June. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom has more details.
239,000 tons, up 7%. I think there's a couple of stories here. Number one is China, even though we're still at a 57% duty, the volume has returned to China in June, right at a year ago numbers. So that's the good news. The bad news is that we still have a significant duty, but at least the business has started back up. But the real story as it relates to June is Latin America continues to rock and roll. Mexico, very big month, 102,000 metric tons, up 24%, almost $250 million, which is up over 30%, but the second highest month on record as it relates to the value side. But it doesn't stop there. Central America continues to perform very, very well, up over 30% on the volume there.
Beef exports continue to be impacted by the lack of access to China.
We're down 15% at almost 94,000 metric tons. As we all know, we're still missing the vast majority of our plants is being listed for a China approval list. Many of these cuts, such as short ribs, top blades, chuck rolls, are sold across many of the Asian markets. So when you have a key market such as China not at the table, you're going to see a disproportionate impact on the pricing and the value lost opportunity. So that being said, we continue to be pretty resilient. You know, big numbers into Korea, similar to a year ago. Mexico numbers, similar situation. Central America actually saw growth of over 10%. And Africa and the Middle East continue to be really focused on the variety meat side.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.